Hey Glenridge, it's Jason. I hope that you're well. This morning I was reading in John 14, verse 12, and I read a verse which has frustrated me for a long time, and I thought I would share with you what I believe Holy Spirit shared with me, and I trust that it'll encourage you in some way as it did me. John 14, verse 12, it says, and this is Jesus speaking. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. Now, if you're anything like me, you would struggle with that verse. You would ask the question, really? Seriously, Jesus, you expect me, a 42-year-old male, to be able to perform miracles like you did? And let alone actually do incredibly more powerful, greater miracles than what you achieved. How is that even possible? After some pondering and praying and thinking about it and thinking through it, I realized that not only is Jesus the Son of God, but he's also actually 100% man. And that's actually good news for you and I. The only real difference between Jesus and myself and you is that Jesus understood fully what it meant to be loved by the Father. Not only that, he actually fully understood how to live from a place of being fully loved by the Father. So he was able to walk in a life filled to the brim with authority. He was able to walk living and experiencing life from a place of authority. So you and I are actually capable of doing that and living and experience a life filled with authority, quite simply by experiencing and living and reading and getting to know the Father through the Word. It really is that simple. In 2 Timothy 3:16, the Passion Translation says, God has transmitted his very substance into every scripture, for it is God breathed. It will empower you by its instruction and correction, giving you the strength to take the right direction and lead you deeply into the path of godliness. Don't underestimate the power of spending time with the Father. Jesus spent 30 years with the Father before he spent 3 years in ministry. 30 years of interaction with the Father before 3 years of ministry. Now, Jesus isn't the only one that I realized throughout Scripture that spent time or intimacy with the Father. There was Moses. If you think about it, the amount of time that he spent in the desert with his sheep. He didn't have Wi-Fi like us distracting him, so he couldn't just connect to Spotify and listen to music. In fact, he spent a lot of time alone with his sheep, and he would have had hours of silence, moments where he could just ponder over what it was that the Father was sharing with him, and he could just deeply, deeply think about it. Then there's David, who wrote quite a large amount of the Psalms. And you can see where he writes in Psalm 62, verse 5, where he says that his soul would wait in silence. Or Psalm 131, verse 2, where he talks about quietening his soul. And Psalm 46, verse 10, where he says that he has to be still and know that God is God. Or Mary, after her interaction with Gabriel, where Luke tells us that she treasured up all those things and she pondered on them in her heart. Friends, we need to take time to actually slow down, stop, and really spend time with the Father. Once we spend time with the Father, we begin to know who we are, whose we are, and we will grow in the authority that Jesus has given us. And yes, then we will be able to live a life that he intended us to live. And we will be able to achieve many things beyond our wildest imaginations, not because of anything we do, but because of who he is. Glenridge, I pray that this blesses you, and I encourage you to spend more time with your father.